We are with our old friends from SP Energy Networks. And what's your name?
Neil O.
So tell us all about you being involved again with the Cheshire Show. We know that your events department of SP Energy Networks are always out and about, aren't you, creating awareness?
We are, yes. We're really conscious of being part of the community and actually getting those contacts out. The Cheshire Show particularly is important about getting the safety message out into the agricultural community. But you see from the stuff that's here, it's not just about safety. It's also about engaging some of the youngsters that come through, you know, kind of the games for them to have a little play on. We're doing a huge amount of recruitment in the industry at the moment. The industry is growing massively. We cannot bring enough people in across all sorts of different skills. And there's literally a place for everybody. You know, you don't have to be in overalls. There's everything from kind of accounting, digital, cyber, to the kind of the engineering that you see here today. So it is a really good opportunity to kind of engage the youngsters, like the little one driving around in our little van there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, get that, you know, really important kind of safety message out to the kind of the older community, the adult community that comes to the show.
I remember the last time I spoke to somebody from SP Energy Networks, you had this, is it a 501 number or something, or something? Remind us about that, will you?
Yeah, so if your power goes off, there's it's not so new now, but the 501 number, just a single number that you can ring. It doesn't matter who your supplier is, it doesn't matter who you're connected to, you can ring that number and you'll get through to the right people to report if you're off supply.
Fantastic. I noticed on your plot here today at the Cheshire Show, you have something tangled up on is that a telephone line, is it?
No, so this is an electricity line.
Is it, was this there here before you came?
No, we've built this especially for the show to do a demo.
Yeah.
And you see how the lines are horizontal?
Yeah.
So that means it's a high voltage line.
Yeah.
And we've got a kite caught on it.
Yeah.
Because these things happen.
Yeah.
And we can kind of demonstrate, you know, kind of the impact that might have, trying to get that down and kind of
so
disruption.
Leaving it up there, is that a problem?
Yes, because what could happen is as the wind blows, it could go across the wires and it would cause a fault.
Oh, right, okay.
And then you might have people off supply.
Right, okay, gotcha. So you have to get up there and get it off then?
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so when you let a balloon go, just hope it doesn't get tangled up somewhere.
Absolutely. But also, you know, thinking about kind of flying kites and fishing lines, you know, be conscious about what's above you.
Yeah.
Because actually it's very easy kind of to forget to look up and, you know, look out for kind of what's around you when you're flying kites, if you're kind of fishing, if you're, you know, kind of
or erecting something tall of some sort.
Agricultural plant, building.
Just on that note, by the way, I've always said, I mean, I'm probably wrong on this, and probably a lot of the Joe public would agree with me that they are wrong on this, that if you get something tangled in those copper wires that are up there, are they on the outside of those, are they carrying electrical current?
So those are live conductors. Yeah,
right, so they're not encased in it.
No,
right, okay.
No,
so
they are live conductors.
So the minute you touch some of those, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, because I always thought that, it's the inside of those wires that's got the current on.
You will see on our low voltage, some of the wires are insulated, but not on the high voltage.
They're open to the elements as well?
Yeah,
oh, wow, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There you go, every day's a school day.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, thank you for talking to me.
No, you're more than welcome. Nice to speak to you.